Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. These days, when it feels like everything is getting more expensive, the thought of taking a trip might make you think twice, but it can be a good idea to remember what we have right in our backyard for a quick, budget-friendly getaway. You have to look no further than El Dorado County, especially as we start transitioning into the fall months, and we all know that the leaves are going to start to turn and the beauty of the Sierra foothills are just around the corner. We stumbled upon a post by the El Dorado County Visitors Bureau, and we're just reminded about just how lucky we have it here. Joining us now is Jody Franklin, El Dorado County's Executive Director of Tourism, to share some of the top road trips. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
So what sparked the idea for putting together a road trip itinerary?
Well, basically what you just said is that if the pandemic taught us anything, is to explore our backyard, right? So, and we've got all these spaces. We want people to get off the main freeway and just take the road less traveled.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned, obviously, the pandemic, which was a couple years ago. I mean, it's still continuing. But even 2 years ago for your county, the Caldor Fire, I mean, it ripped through parts of El Dorado County, Amador, and Alpine counties. Talk to us about the recovery in the 2 years since and just the importance of having visitors back.
Oh, my goodness. It was just devastating, and to see all that, so many acres of forest go away, but really how it impacted the Grizzly Flat community there, and it still looks really devastating if you go there. They're cleaning all that up and everything, but we need visitors to come back. We need visitors to come back respectfully and put money into our communities and just bring us up. And they definitely have done that.
So given that it's almost fall, I mean, two things that come to top of mind are the fall colors as well as Apple Hill. So if someone's new to the area listening to this conversation, just kind of give us a preview, a little taste of what each of them are and how people can take part in it.
Okay, so what Apple Hill is?
Yes.
Okay, Apple Hill is not a place. It's a group of about 50 different apple farms, and some are large, some are small. I would say go to the small ones, you know, and everybody goes for something different. So maybe you want the donuts here, and you want the apple fritters there. There's apple cider, you know, if you're a cider, there's a cider trail there. So there's something for everybody, whether you have kids, don't have kids. Whatever, 50 different farms to choose from.
Yeah, and of course, lots of apples too when the season's right.
Absolutely. This is a crazy bumper year for apples. So if you know, last year was tough and the previous years because of the weather and stuff, this year they're telling me it's crazy how many apples we've got.
So you did hone down on four road trips, and there's really something for everyone, for all ages, whether on four wheels or two wheels.
Absolutely.
So let's start with California's first road trip, and this really focuses on the history of the gold rush along Highway 49.
Exactly. So, you know, people go from Sacramento, let's say, to South Lake Tahoe, and they don't even know what's a mile off the freeway. You know, it's just like, just take that road less traveled. So first, let's start in Placerville, the historic Main Street. Looks a lot like a movie set, you know, the Old West movie set. But I would say kind of a hidden gem would be Goldbug Park and Mine. It's a hard rock mine, a gold mine, and it's 62 acres of park. So that in itself, and it's only a mile off the freeway. But then if you continue down Highway 49, we stop in Coloma, and that's where the gold rush began, right? That first nugget was picked up, made California a state. And then on through Georgetown, which is another really great western town, and up in the kind of the foothills there. Lots of fun stuff to see there, too. There's a art gallery there that I tell you got to stop at because it's so cool. People that live in that area are just naturally creative and independent, and you see that in their art there. And then it takes you back down Highway 193 back to Placerville. Mm.
You also have an itinerary called Leaf Peepers, and that's just in time for fall. I mean, the fall foliage is just, it really is exquisite in the Sierra foothills. So what do you recommend people do to take it all in the right way?
So we need that cold snap, first of all. So that'll start in the high country. So South Lake Tahoe, you go up Highway 50, South Lake Tahoe, and then take Highway 89 down through Hope Valley. absolutely stunning. It hasn't started turning yet, but towards the end of the month, as soon as we get a cold snap up there, you go. And then coming down, then Apple Hill will be, that area will be later in the season. So probably, I would say early November, really late in October, depending on the weather, that's where you're going to see that one.
Yeah, talk about going off the, you know, proverbial like beaten path. Like I actually, the first time I saw Hope Valley, I didn't realize that it was Hope Valley. It was during leaf season and it was just stunning. It was the best thing to stumble into.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just did that a couple of years ago, again, just to kind of remind myself. But all the different colors, it's not New England, but I tell you, it's very close. It's beautiful.
You also have an itinerary for not only food, but wine lovers. And people might not be aware that there is a great kind of wine, small or wine industry of a lot of, you know, local growers in El Dorado County, a lot to offer for wine country. So what is the culinary tour of El Dorado County?
So I'm a foodie, and so this was like near and dear to my heart, this one. And wine. Anytime you've got good wine, you've got good food that goes with it. So it goes hand in hand. But it goes into the town of El Dorado. You may have heard of Poor Red's. That has a great history.
Famous barbecue.
Yes, absolutely. Across the street from that is a chocolate shop, Annabelle's. It is awesome. And they have local wines there. So that's a lovely way to start any day. And then you go down Pleasant Valley Road into the Rhone Zone. So those are a lot of Rhone varietals down there. I mean, throughout El Dorado County, we've got 70 wineries. So you're, you know, why go east or why go west? You can come east. Yeah. And though into Fair Play, that's also very like Deep Red's. That's awesome. And then back into Placido.
That was also a place, Fair Play, that I stumbled upon, you know, unknowingly, you know, just taking, you know, hopping off Highway 50 and just exploring. I mean, it's a beautiful area. And then you find that there's some really wonderful wineries out there.
Absolutely. And it's that the sense of discovery, I think I love in every road trip I take. I don't care where it is. That sense of discovery. So you've already done it. You know, you've done exactly what we wanted to do with these road trips.
And then finally, you have the Hop on a Hog itinerary. What makes El Dorado County so special for those who, you know, want to take a motorcycle?
Well, the scenery. I mean, you can't beat it. So that one goes up and takes Ice House Road off of Highway 50 past Loon Lake. So you're going to see all this beautiful Sierras, lakes and rivers we go to. And then I love the names like Hellhole Reservoir. You know, who doesn't want to go to that? Stumpy Meadows, beautiful lakes. Not very populated, scenery spectacular, and then you come into Georgetown, and that's, like I said, very iconic history. Georgetown Hotel is a must stop. Georgetown Distillery is lovely as well. And then you come down into Coloma, and when you're coming over there, just the river view is amazing. And then they take that road trip takes Salmon Falls back road back to Highway 50, which
is... You're bringing back a lot of memories. When I took Ice House Road, I found Union Valley Reservoir.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And that one is just so beautiful. And as you mentioned, remote, which is perfect if you just want to enjoy the outdoors, you know, and maybe, you know, in the quiet, in Mother Nature. Finally, you know, we only have a minute left. You know, there's a lot of good reasons to go to El Dorado County and take advantage of these road trips as we head to the fall season. So what events do you have coming up? Because you have a couple in September and you also have one in October too, correct?
Absolutely. The one, there's several down on Main Street in Placerville. There's a block party. I think that's this weekend, the coming weekend. But on the 23rd, there's Girls Night Out, my personal fave.
What is that like?
Yeah, it is so much fun. This one is kind of a flower power, so a lot of ladies are going to be all dressed in the 60s garb. But then you've got discounts in all the stores, and it's a lot of ladies, and they're all having fun just walking from place to place downtown. It's awesome. And then they've got music.
And then you have Gold Rush Live in Coloma in October.
Yes, and that is awesome, too, because that celebrates, you know, the Gold Rush, so they've got a whole tent town set up there. So you've got, you know, like just it looks like it did back in the Gold Rush with, you know, the guard, the period clothing and everything. And it's they have games for kids that were like them, you know, candle making and all that kind of thing. So that's lots.
Well, Jody, thanks for making exploring El Dorado County pretty easy.
Yeah.
Jody Franklin is El Dorado County's Executive Director of Tourism, laying out some itinerary of some of the best road trips to take in their stretch of the Sierra foothills. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.